Chapter 2. Keep cool, keep your heads, and fight. The Sunday flight began with a premonition. Manning their dauntless scout bomber, Lieutenant Clarence E. Dickinson and Radioman William C. Miller settled into their pre-launch routine. But this morning, Miller seemed different. Though normally calm and unruffled, he appeared unsettled. "Mr. Dickinson, my 4 years sea duty ends in a few days, and there's something funny about it." "What's that, Miller?" In his Carolina drawl, the backseater replied, "Out of the 21 of us who went through radio school together, I'm the only one who hasn't crashed in the water. Hope you won't get me wet today, sir." Dickinson reminded the 22-year-old radioman that they were about to fly together for the last time, an easy scouting flight to Pearl Harbor, one more landing ashore, and their mutual job was finished. Bill Miller would be on his way out of the Navy if he wished. Dick Dickinson, 9 years downstream from Annapolis, was in for the long haul. Rumors of war. Amid continuing diplomatic tension between Washington and Tokyo, Vice Admiral Bill Halsey was taking no chances. Upon leaving Pearl on November 28th, he had issued Battle Order No. 1, placing the task force on a wartime footing in case of an encounter with Japanese forces. His philosophy: if anything gets in my way, we'll shoot first and argue afterwards. He also urged, when put to the test, all hands, keep cool, keep your heads, and fight. While delivering Marine fighters to Wake Island, less than 2,000 miles from Tokyo, Halsey wanted to be ready. Training ammunition had been exchanged for service ammo, and pilots were cleared to attack any ship or aircraft they found because no friendlies were expected. Seldom, if ever, had Americans been authorized.